Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJR Orcs, and welcome to episode 59 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. In this week's episode, I just wanted to quickly apologize and say I'm sorry I'm a few days late posting this. I was actually away on a little mini vacation to New York to visit my cousins up there and my aunt and my uncle. One of my cousins, little cousins, graduated from high school. So it was kind of a big family get-together, and it was just a lot of fun. I haven't seen that side of my family in a while. And it made me think of the content that I actually want to talk about in this podcast episode. And it is how to maintain your healthy habits while you're traveling. So I was in New York. It was a good 3.5-4 hour drive from Massachusetts. And I went up there with my brother and my Oma, who's my grandmother. And I still had to work. And we left on a Friday, came home on a Sunday. And I still had to work on Friday. And I was trying to figure out, you know, the Thursday before I left on Friday, how can I efficiently work in the car and get the things that I need to get done while I'm, you know, driving. And the first thing I was like, hey, Jeff, my brother, I'm like, hey, buddy, can you drive up and I'll drive the leg home from New York? And can you drive up so I can actually get some work done? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. So while he was driving, I actually got a lot of work done. I was able to, you know, work on my planner for the week. I was able to journal for a bit. I was able to actually have a few important phone calls, one with my office manager and then one with my fitness coach. I was able to check email and, you know, text my team and do all that stuff. So it was very, very productive. And it just made me realize that this could be a beneficial topic to talk about with all of you, because I think a lot of us, and this happens to me all the time, and this is actually the first weekend where I successfully was able to maintain my healthy habits, the first time in a long, long time. But I think what typically happens when, say, we are on the road or traveling, or even a better example is if the systems that we repeat over and over again every day, if something kind of, there's a wrench thrown in the works and it takes us out of our flow, we tend to shut down and not do the habit that we should get done in order to maintain, you know, positive momentum moving forward. And I just a quick example might be, say, for example, your gym is shut down for a holiday, or maybe there's a leak, you know, there's a plumbing issue, I have no idea, and the gym shut down. So you say to yourself, well, I can't work out today, and you don't work out, and you don't continue with that healthy habit that day. You kind of have a scapegoat. And this was like the first weekend where I was like, I really don't want to have a scapegoat. I really want to get done what needs to get done, because I've built up this momentum over the past few months and I don't want to slow down. And I just know for me personally, if I have too many scapegoats or, you know, excuses lined up in a row, I usually start trending in the opposite direction, and I start, you know, not exercising, not eating healthy, not making, you know, the sales calls, doing sales outreach, not doing the important things in my business that need to get done. So this was that first weekend where I actually did maintain those healthy habits. And same thing with Saturday, actually, same thing with Friday morning. I'm trying to exercise in the morning. I'm not a morning person by any stretch of the imagination, but I actually had to wake up an hour earlier so I could squeeze my workout in before I left New York. So, you know, instead of waking up at 6:30, I actually woke up at 5:30. I do hit the snooze button. So I rolled out of bed at 6, and then I was able to work out for an hour. And even though it was tough as nails and I was barely awake, I still got it done. And if you're able to develop the habit of just, you know, getting it done no matter what, you're really going to become a resilient person and develop a lot of the persistence that's necessary, I think, in order to make it as an entrepreneur. And then while we're in New York, you know, I still wanted to get a workout in on Saturday, but I typically lift weights, and I was like, oh man, like I really wish I had weights, but I know I'm not going to. So what I actually did on that Friday morning when I woke up early and exercised in Massachusetts, I said to myself, you know, today's usually a running day, but instead what I'll do is because I know I'm not going to have access to weights on Saturday morning in New York, and I just didn't feel like, you know, popping into a gym just as a guest for a day. We had too much stuff going on Saturday, but I was like, what I'm going to do is on Friday morning, I'm going to do another weight training day. Friday morning is usually a run day for me. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get the weights done. And then Saturday, I won't have to worry about weights and I can just run. So Saturday morning, I woke up early and my cousin Kayla, she's super awesome. She was like, oh, there's like a trail, you know, a few blocks away from our house and we can run it. It's like 2.5 miles. I'm like, sweet, let's do it. So we woke up early on Saturday morning, around like 8:30 or so, and we got to the trail and, you know, got a solid run in. Did some burpees, did some other exercises, and it was a great way to burn calories. And then I just got fat the rest of the day and ate hamburgers and hot dogs and drank some beer. And, you know, it was a great weekend. It felt good to be with family and friends and loved ones. It was great celebrating my little cousin Keegan graduating from high school. Congratulations to you, man. I'm super excited for you. Best of luck in college at Fisher College. But I was just really excited that I was able to stay persistent with my healthy habits, and I just wanted to share with you all kind of how I was able to life hack my way to get things done. So I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy out there. I hope you're all having a great summer. I hope you had a great holiday weekend last weekend, and I look forward to talking with you all next week in episode 60. Wow, I can't believe we're already at 60. Love you guys. Hope you all is well, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.